The Sokol Gymnastics Organization was founded in Prague in 1862 during the Czech National Revival and is still active today in the Czech Republic and indeed elsewhere. This Sunday, Sokol Minnesota is celebrating its 125th anniversary at a building in St. Paul called the Czech-Slovak Protective Society that originally served as a kind of insurance agency for Czechs and Slovaks in Minnesota. Joe Landsberger is organizing the anniversary celebrations. He spoke to Ian Willoughby from St. Paul.
We're having a big program of both Antonin Dvorak selections and folk songs, as well as two theater pieces, just excerpts of them. Then we will also have, begin the program with a presentation of the flags, Czech, Slovak, our unit for Sokol, and the American. And then the national anthems. And then we'll conclude our program with a sing-along in Czech and Slovak for folk song singing.
How active is Sokol in Minnesota?
Right now, this past year, we had more members than ever in our history. And this is very unusual for early immigrant groups or European immigrant groups in America. Most, I think, of the national halls have become either commercialized or suffered from lack of care, but ours is a very thriving and still retains or is true to its origins.
Around how many members do you have there in the Sokol, Minnesota?
Oh, over 300. I think the last was almost 320 last year.
What kind of age profile are we talking about?
Well, if one considers the gymnastics programs with the young children, it goes from 5 until we just had 2 members celebrate their 90th birthdays. So it's quite a broad range, really.
I understand also that your building is a historically interesting building.
Yes, very much. In fact, part of the program will be a display of 125 years of artifacts. Pictures and just items of curiosity from our history, including Sokol uniforms, etc. In fact, I will be wearing one for our program.
Okay, and what's your background, Joe?
Mine? My mother's family was actually, the family name was Dvorak, and they were from a town in northern Iowa that was a very small town, but very picturesque. This town is called Spillville, and it's actually where Antonin Dvorak spent a summer in 1893.
So are you related?
They say no, but I mean, what do we know about family relations, I guess, huh?
What indeed. Ian Willoughby was talking there to Joe Landsberger of Sokol, Minnesota.